Jason's Roo, Dids and Loz for breakfast.
Listen up.
I read the news today.
News? What news?
Overnight news.
Another Qantas plane has been turned back.
Another one?
Yep, one from Adelaide to Perth this time.
This is happening every day.
Technical issues, apparently. Passenger flight QF887 was scheduled to take off from Adelaide Airport at 3:30pm on Wednesday, but it turned around because there were technical issues. As I said, it did a U-turn over Lincoln, apparently.
Port Lincoln, yeah.
That just cracks me up. Have you ever seen a plane do a U-turn before?
No.
It would seem very unnatural.
Put its indicators on? Or didn't they land
did
in Lincoln?
Did it give way?
They could land in Lincoln, couldn't they?
Oh, big well, plane like that.
Then you're in Lincoln, no? Aren't you?
I don't know about that.
You go from there.
Okay.
What's going on over there?
At Qantas.
What is happening in that little staff room?
I reckon a fair bit of bickering would be happening over there at the moment.
God.
There'd be a few staff
But Alan Joyce will get his bonus.
Yeah. Oh, won't he? Mm. Juicy little bonus for Joycey. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Yep. Hey, you know Alice Springs is in the news.
Just a fraction.
And I'm just feeling really, really sad for everything I'm seeing up there. But how's this? our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is under fire for, spending 4 hours there, and we know that story. But he put in some restrictions over the last couple of days. Mm. This is to do with alcohol. However, with these restrictions, if you don't mind, per day, you can still buy 60 cans of beer, 6 bottles of wine, and a bottle of spirits. That should get you through, I would have thought.
What is the restriction? I don't understand.
The only restriction he's put in is you can't get booze on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But I reckon if you bought that for the other five, it'd probably get you
should be okay. And the other thing they're doing, they've had to ban the sale of hand sanitizer because on the odd days, you're right, Ruth, this is what they're drinking. They're buying that and drinking that.
Heartbreaking.
So things aren't good in Alice Springs.
Yeah, if you read some of the stuff that's going on up there, it'll make you sick, unfortunately. So they've got a lot of work to do in Alice Springs. Hey, what about people speeding in South Australia? We heard the other day that an L-plated 20-year-old from Smithfield was caught doing 253 on the Northern Expressway.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And he was on drugs, so not a good combination there. Well, yesterday, someone in the southeast, a 38-year-old, 196 in 110, so just, 57 Ks less than that. But he was over the limit for booze and for drugs, so he got the combo. He got
dangerous, dangerous stuff.
What are people doing out there?
I don't know. How do you get your car? If I did that in the RAV, when shuttles go out into space and all the doors fall off?
Yeah.
If I go over 110, it just starts rattling. Oh, hey, and guess who's retiring at 74? Ozzy Osbourne, here's his announcement.
What can you write? What shall we write this one about? And we go, oh, this or that, and we just mention a word. What about going crazy? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that fair, Dan? That wasn't from him.
No. But he has announced he can't tour. His body's no good. He hurt his spine. He fell over a couple of months ago, and he's not travelling well. And he said, I just can't tour. So,
well, I don't think
and he said, that's forever.
74.
This is the thing. These old rockers feel
who rocks more at later than age 74?
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, the Stones.
Oh, he's in his 70s, yeah.
Yeah,
all of the Stones, they're old.
Paul McCartney's still going. He's still touring and doing
stuff.
Well,
he's older than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
But it's like Ozzy feels guilty.
Get in a rocking chair and smoke a pipe and chill out.
Get your slippers.
Get your slippers out and just cruise around.
I was saying, you don't really want to see him up there with the dyed black hair and struggling to sort of move around. It's actually very depressing. It's okay.
Well, you won't see it because he's not going to do it anymore, he said, as he just told us.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like he was capable.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dids and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Young crow Sam Berry is front of the media now. Roo, he had an outstanding season last year, didn't he?
Yeah, it was only his second year, breakout season, and he will get better. These are one of the – that era of kids were the ones that come through COVID where they hardly played footy for 2 years. So all of those kids are going to get better quickly, I think. And he's got a great attitude. He's a country boy, well-liked down the club, and I think, he'll get better and better.
All right, let's hear from Sam Berry.
Little things like, hitting the scoreboard, getting the ball a little bit more to start and just backing myself. And it's probably more a mindset thing than anything. It's just a massive confidence boost. So, no, I don't think tackles are one of those things that you don't get a car, sadly.
Yeah, but it's important, though. He's a tackling machine, isn't he?
He is a tackling machine.
He's fun to watch. He's a little mungle.
He's our kid's favourite at home.
Is he?
Berry! There you go.
Gets in there.
Now, with the cricket, we heard yesterday, Usman Khawaja didn't make the flight to India because of his visa. They have sorted it out overnight, and he will be able to head over there and join the rest of the Australian team.
That's good news.
Still talking about cricket, the Big Bash finals aren't far away. The Perth Scorchers are through to host Saturday's final tonight. It will be between the Sixers, Sydney Sixers and Brisbane Heat to see who takes on Perth over the weekend. Now, a lot was said about Novak Djokovic and his hamstring, and was he injured, wasn't he injured? They're saying that the medicos have released a statement now saying he had a 3-centimetre tear in his hamstring.
Yes.
I still wonder, I'm asking the question, can you play with a 3-centimetre tear in your hamstring?
It's a very good question. Well, sorry. I've just sent a text message to someone who would know, and I've never heard of a footballer playing with a tear like that. And I've been around footy for a fair while.
And especially if you saw the way he stretched and lunged. Done a little bit of that in the time.
Can have tears in different ways, I think. I have heard stuff, but anyway, let's wait and see. Anyway, get the scan out. If he would have had to have had a scan to do it, just post it.
Who confirmed it, sorry?
Craig Tiley, the head of the
tournament organiser, Craig Tiley, is saying, look, we can confirm he had a 3-centimetre tear.
But I think Tiley's been a bit of a supporter of his, hasn't he?
Yeah.
The last couple of years, from what he's been through, he wants him to be happy and come back. He's won 10 of the titles that he runs.
All right, fair? NFL legend, changing the topic, Tom Brady has finally called it quits.
I'm retiring for good. I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year.
Well, he did say it once before, didn't
That's
he?
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, he's a goat. He can do what he wants, amazing. I think.
But, yeah. Sort of, it was neither here nor there for a while, wasn't it? He was coming and going, and so he kept leaving and then going back.
Yeah, well, he's done it. He came one comeback,
wasn't it? Twice? I don't know.
No, once.
No,
just
once. Shut up.
Anyway, he's had the last three seasons with Tampa, but finally retiring. That's our look at sport.